It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We are doing this program that God is a healer, and God used His servants in the Old Testament, and He used His servants in the New Testament, and He is using us. So this program is just to encourage you that you should be doing the same thing what God did through His disciples and His servants. Today we are going to talk about David. Now someone would say, why David? David didn't heal anybody, but we have to see the life of David and how he trusted in the Lord. As you know, he was a shepherd boy. He trusted in the Lord. And Psalm 23, what he says, Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He trusted in the Lord, each and every situation. And he gave the testimony that bear came to destroy his lamb or sheep, and he delivered the sheep from the bear's mouth. And one time he said, even the lion came, and I defeated lion and rescued the lamb. And as you know the story, when the Goliath, the giant man, wanted to blaspheme the children of God, and he was saying everything and anything bad about Israeli God. But David says, I'm going to destroy that man. And nobody knew that this young boy can do these kind of things, because David's brothers, they were already in the military and army. And when God has chosen the David, if you remember, the Saul, even though he was the first king, he was not doing everything according to the will of God. I don't have time to tell you the Saul story right now. But when God told Samuel to go and anoint the David, that story is written in 1 Samuel chapter 16. Samuel goes there and he saw the first handsome boy, the first one means the elder son. He was in the military. He thought he's a great man. Maybe I'm going to anoint him as a king. When he was starting to do something, God says, no, this is not the man. And then he asked his father, Jesse, show me other sons. And he tried to see every son, but God said, no, they are not fit. Then he said, do you have any other son? He said, yes, one, my son, taking care of the sheep. And then they called him, and that's the man God has chosen. So you can see, even that this David, young man, staying in the field, taking care of his sheep and giving his life for the sheep. But he was not afraid, because he was concerned about his flock and concerned about his father's property. So when God chosen him, and you know the story, he killed the Goliath with one slingshot. And then the girl starts singing a song. Saul killed 1,000. David killed 10,000. And so the Saul got jealous, because already the Spirit of God was left Saul, and he was became crazy, and he started having problems. David was helping him singing songs and music. Finally, he thought that David is the one greater than me. I'm going to kill him. David the one helped Saul. But now Saul wants to kill him. He said, okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give him my daughter. And so David said, listen, I don't have anything to give it to you for dowry. He said, well, give me the 100 foreskins of the enemies. He said, okay. And he goes and brings 200 foreskins of the enemies. Sounds bad, but you have to see how God protected him from enemy's hand. And now he gave his daughter to him, and he wanted to kill David. In the night time, they came to kill him, and Saul's daughter came to know that my father is sending somebody to kill David. So she said, David, you run away for your life. And then Saul was very mad. So she said, I should not protecting my husband. The point I'm making, how God protected David from the enemy's hand and the Saul's hand. Twice Saul came in the cave or in the field, and David had chance to kill him. David's servant says, the warrior said, I'm going to kill him right now. God has given to us in our hand. He said, no, we cannot kill, and we cannot harm the anointed man of God. So you can see how much respect he had the man of God. And he did not touch him, he did not harm him. And when Saul died in the battle, and then David cried for Saul and Jonathan. So point I'm making, David's life was pleasing in the sight of God. He was not having grudge or enmity with even Saul. So once God sees our heart, then God is pleased. And if you study the David, he got so many blessings in his life, but sometimes there was a problem when he was in Ziklag, and all the enemy came and took his wife and children and burned that town. And when he came, he was so heartbroken. And he starts saying, oh Lord, what should I do? And his armies, 400 people, they start saying, you know what? We are not going to be with you anymore. And they wanted to kill David. But the word of God says he just prayed to God and he comforted himself in the Lord. There was nobody to comfort him. And that's the time he learned to trust in God. God gave him his wife and children back. It's a long story. But the point I'm making, when you trust in God, in a time of need and time of trouble, when you call upon God, he comes to rescue you. All your friends can be your enemy. People you trusted him, those people can be your enemy. But God is able to rescue you from all kinds of disasters. When David became a king, he made several mistakes, but this is the greatest mistake. In his army, there was a man called Uriah. He was a very good, honest man. But David saw his beautiful wife, and he was lusted after her, and he bought her, and he made her pregnant. And then he tried to convince the man that you should go to your house and you should be with your wife, and he didn't listen. Finally, David killed him, and God didn't like it. God blessed this man, and now he is in a position, and now he forgot all these God's benefits and all these God's grace and mercy, and how God protected him and how God did not allow him to die in the hands of enemy. Here comes the Nathan the prophet and gives him a story. He said, David, let me tell you something happened in your kingdom. He said, what is it? There is a rich man in your kingdom, and he got a guest in his house, and this guest, they wanted to make a feast. But he had the servant, this rich man had the servant, and his servant had the one lamb, like his own baby. And he loved that lamb. And the rich man says to this servant, give your lamb, I want to sacrifice. Can you imagine? This rich man took this lamb and sacrificed and made the feast for the guest. And this story Nathan told to David. David said that man should be killed. He says, that man, you are the man. And so David repented. If you read the Psalm 51, then he said, O Lord, have mercy on me. because you are a merciful God. You are loving and tender mercy, and you have loving and kindness. You are going to please forgive all my sins and wash my sins away or blot my sins away. I am a sinner. And if you read 139 Psalms, he said, Lord, search me. If there is anything wrong in me, any secret sin, the sin I don't remember, please forgive all my sins, wash me, cleanse me thoroughly. And that's the full repentance came in the eyes of David. David came to know, I cannot hide from God. If you read Psalm 139, he says, where should I go? Wherever I go, God is there. You cannot hide from God. His heart was burdened with sin. When he poured out his heart to God, say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Please forgive all my sins. Wash away my sins or blot my sins away or take it away from me. And he says, don't take my Holy Spirit out of my soul. And so God was merciful to David. He understood because of sin, he was so worn out. As you know, that when he made this lady pregnant and the child was born, Nathan even told him, you know, that child is going to die. But he did not believe Nathan. He thought, God is going to forgive me. God is going to give this child back to me. He cried and cried and didn't eat anything and fasted. When the child died, he washed his hair, he put anoint his head, and he said, give me something to eat. People start saying, why you cried and cried until the child died? And the child died and now you're happy and joyful. What's the problem? He said, I cannot bring my child here, but I will go and see him there. And so he was not bitter with God, because he knew the child was innocent. The children, they die in the mother's womb, or somebody kills the children, or they do abort the children, or somebody harms the children and they go to heaven. But all these things happen, the parents can learn something. David learned something, that God took my child home, and now one day I'm going to see that child. But he was not bitter about it. He repented. He asked God forgiveness. Psalm 6, if you read, he says, you know, Lord, I am so weak. Heal me. My bones are waxed. What happens? When you are in sin, your soul, your spirit, your body, everything goes down. You feel so weak. When the person committed sin, he will not have spiritual energy. So he is saying, Lord, my bones are waxed. My body is sick. I need health. And he came to know that God is the source of his health. He's a king. He can call any doctor. He can call any surgeon or anybody. Spend thousands of dollars. But he understood, God is the one who is doing this. And I am going to go to God and ask God to forgive my sins and wash me and cleanse me and use me for his glory. He says, when I cry to my God, he is the one came to rescue me. So he is encouraging you and me. When you have a problem, instead of going to empty tank, instead of going to go to another person for help, cry to God. God is the answer. Jesus is the answer. He is the healer. He is the deliverer. He can forgive your sins. He can wash you with his precious blood. David didn't have the source what we have. Psalm 32 verse 1 and 2, if you read, blessed is the man whose sins are covered. The verse 1. And the verse 2, he said, the another man is blessed, his sins are forgiven, forgotten, and there is no guile in him. The first band sound like Old Testament saints. Their sins are covered. Each time they commit sin, they have to do sacrifice. But thank God, once we confess our sins and put it right with God, our sins are forgiven, forgotten, and there is no record of our sins. Because the word of God says there is no guile in us, there is no sin in us. How it happened? When you apply the blood of Jesus Christ, when you wash with the blood of Jesus Christ, when you repent of your sins and say, Lord, please forgive all my sins, wash me with your precious blood. What happens? Instantly, the blood of Jesus Christ washes you. And then when God sees you through the blood of Jesus Christ, he says, you're righteous. You don't have any sin. Your sins are forgiven and forgotten. Jesus Christ washes away all our sins. So here the word of God is saying, Psalm is saying, if you read Psalm 34 verses 17 to 19, he said, the righteous man calls and God hears the righteous man's prayer. And whatever the trouble he is going through, God delivered the righteous man from all his troubles. That means our God is there to heal you, deliver you, and supply all your needs. The word of God says, my God will supply all your needs, not one, all. So he says, God delivers the righteous man from all his troubles. Before you want to get healed, you have to be saved. You have to give your heart to God and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Look at the David, was a good man, did great things, but sin came into his life. There are people will be telling you, once you are born again, you are born again, you are saved, you don't care, you don't have to worry about, see how the David committed sin and God forgave him and God blessed him. You see, God did not forgive him automatically. He sent the Nathan. He told him, you have committed sin. Then he repented. You have to read the 51 Psalm completely and 139 Psalm completely and Psalm 41. You read those Psalms, he says he asked God to forgive. God is not going to forgive automatically. Somebody says David was man after God's heart. He was always going after God. But even though you are a man of God or a woman of God, and if you start depending on your sin, the book of Ezekiel says the righteous man commits sin and says, I'm a righteous, his righteousness will not be considered. He says, go and tell that man. He has to repent. Our righteousness or our good things will not take us to heaven. We have to repent. Even though you are born again, child of God, and if you committed sin, don't think automatically God is going to forgive. There are people are saying, don't ask. But here the example, you have to ask the forgiveness of your sins. That's the hindrance comes between you and God. Isaiah 59 verse 1 and 2, if you read, God says, my hand is not short, my ear is not deaf, but why I'm not healing you? Why I'm not helping you? Because your sin has come between me and you. That's why God doesn't heal. There are people say, oh, I'm a Christian and I pray, I go to church, but I have sickness in my family and I am sick myself and many, many years and nothing is happening. What God is saying? Did you give your heart to God? Did you invite Jesus Christ in your life? Did you ask forgiveness for your sins? Or the sin is hindrance in your life? We have to know that God is a merciful, God is loving, God is kind. He wants to heal you, he wants to deliver you, he wants to set you free. He wants to make you a witness to others. See the David, once God healed him, he says, I know God healed the righteous people. God supplies the righteous people's need. Whatever they have problem, he says God delivers them from all their destruction, all their problems. He has the faith in God. Once you get the experience from God, you're going to tell somebody, my God is a good God. My God is a miracle working God. My God is a healer. Many Christians, they believe Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, but they have no testimony about God is a healer. Our God heals today. That's why I'm here telling you, just get the experience from God. He is not only Savior, but He's a healer. Once you commit sin, you get weak in your body, you get sick in your body, and you feel so miserable. But once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or once you ask forgiveness for your sins, your face changes. You get blessed. People can see the glow on your face that you are a child of God. The sins makes you depressed. But when you confess the sins, your life shines for the glory of God. But the Word of God says, once you rejoice in the Lord or delight in the Lord, He will give the desires of your heart. Once you say, Lord, I'm yours, I'm going to live for you. I have nothing in this world, but I have Jesus Christ, and I'm going to glorify His name. Then He says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make your righteousness shine like a noonday. That you read in Psalm 37, and you have to read from verse 3 to 5. Once you trust in God, once you start delighting the Lord, He will give the desires of your heart, and He will make your life, make your youth shine like a noonday. Psalmist says in Psalm 1, he says, when I delight in the Lord, when I trust in the Lord, I meditate on the Lord, I don't go to the evil people, I don't listen to evil people, I don't stand with the evil people, I always meditate on the Lord. That's why he says, this kind of man is like a tree planted by the riverside, and his leaves will be not wither, and whatsoever he takes in his hand, it will prosper. So God wants to make your life as a witness. Green leaves is a witness. A green thumb is a witness that you are a good farmer. You are a successful man. And the Word of God says, whatever you do, it will prosper. But if you start committing sin, whatever you want to do, you will not be able to do properly. The Bible says, the one road will look so better to you, but the end of it is the death. Trust in the Lord. Believe in God. Like David. Psalm 103, if you read, he says, the man who is a blessed man, who praise God and worship God, and he says, Lord, I praise you. I worship you. I thank you. You are the one who heals my disease. You are the one who forgives all my sins. And he says, you are the one makes my life strong like a eagle. That means you trust in God. And He will supply all your needs. Time is almost gone. We want to talk more about, but we will be continue this in the next program. But let me tell you, if you have a problem like David, God used you once, and now you feel like you're helpless, and now you want to quit the Christianity, quit the mission of God, do something else. What God is saying, come back like David came. And I'm going to bless you. I'm going to heal you. And you will be my witnesses. David says, I want everybody to go and tell the whole earth that our God is a healer. Let me pray for you. Give your heart to Jesus Christ. Say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me for the glory of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Let me tell you, once you give your life to Jesus, what the David says, when your sin comes in your life, you feel miserable. You feel weak. Your bones start hurting. And that's why people have bone disease and leukemia and cancer and all kinds of things. Some people will say, not a Christian people have this problem. I told you, David was a godly man. He got a problem. Then he called upon God. And then he said, Lord, my bones are hurting. My soul is dying. I am weak in my body. I need you. And same way we have to do. We have to tell God, Lord Jesus, I am yours. Forgive my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. And let me live for you. And then you will be testimony. I'm going to pray for you. Whatever the problem you have, Other day, one lady came to our church. She came with a fever. She came with a headache. She said, "Oh, terrible headache and too much fever." I went and touched her forehead, since like burning sensation. After prayer, and I asked her, "How are you?" She says, "Fine." And I went back and touched her forehead, completely normal. What I'm trying to say, our God is a healer. What is your problem? If your child has a brain tumor or cancer, hold that child's hand in your hands, his head or her head. Whatever the problem is, let's touch and let's pray. And I believe that God is going to heal. There is nothing impossible. Cancer, tumor, or any incurable disease, God can heal right now. Touch somebody. Let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, each and everyone who is listening to my voice, who is watching this program, let them know God is doing miracles and He can touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. In Jesus' name I pray and I call it done. Amen and amen. Now, I already prayed. What you have to do, you have to start doing the things which you were not able to do before. Whatever the obstacle there was, is gone in the name of Jesus. I'm not praying for my own will. I'm praying in the name of Jesus. And God is healing everyone today. Now, may God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.